terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day or week or month. I know we all have gone through hard times. Well, this 10-minute tip is going to be a story about a week from you know where that was transformed into something beautiful by a Christian homeschool community.
Hello, and thanks for joining She Leads by Faith podcast. We are the homeschool community builders. I'm Pam Kafer, along with Molly Kitzmiller and Hannah Larson, and we are here helping homeschool leaders grow lasting community built on Christ, connection, and strong leadership.
Are you or your kids feeling isolated and discouraged, even though you're in a homeschool group or co-op? Or are you homeschooling by yourself and desire a like-minded Christian community? Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to build an authentic community for your family? There are families waiting for you to answer the call. We know that the thought of starting your own group that truly meets your needs can be overwhelming. You are not alone. We are here to come alongside you.
We are three homeschool moms and co-op leaders with over 30 years of experience between us, leading thriving homeschool groups. We have answered the call to obediently step out in faith and trust God's plan. We have learned many lessons along the way, and we want to help you have a smooth journey so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you're ready for lasting community built on Christ, connection, and servant leadership, this podcast is for you. Pop in your earbuds, keep your notebook handy, and be encouraged. You can do this. We are here for you.
Okay, so today's 10-minute tip is kind of not a tip. It's a story, but I hope it will give you some tips by the end of it. So before my very terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week, we had kind of had a month or two of lead up into this, which included just some odd things happening. We had a bunch of things breaking down. I had a sheep that had to be seen by the vet because it was attacked by our dog, which was terrible. It took me 3 weeks to do a lot of wound care and healing on this sheep. Did pull through, but it was tough. Then we had another thing with our dog that had to go to the vet, and we had brakes that quit working on one of our vehicles that it shouldn't have been the kind of repair that it was, but it was a really big repair on the vehicle. Just kind of, you know, it was sort of one thing after another. And this had been going on for a month or two. But the week that really put me under started out with my car battery's light coming on. And I looked it up on YouTube. What does this mean? Found out that it could indicate something wrong with the alternator. And so I had my husband check it out. And he used the battery tester and he used something else, I don't, like a voltmeter or whatever. And he checked all the things and he said, looks like it's fine. I don't know what's going on. The light went off for a short amount of time and then came back on. So we couldn't figure out what was going on. But I continued driving my car and it seemed to be fine until it wasn't. And it just so happens that the day that it wasn't fine, I had to drive an hour to take a goat to the vet. And this poor goat should have had babies, what I thought maybe a week beforehand, and she just wasn't going into labor. And so I took her up to the vet. And sure enough, they said, oh yeah, she needs to have these babies delivered. They kept her there. And on the way home, my car died on the interstate. If that wasn't bad enough, I had to wait 3.5 hours for a tow truck to come and get my car and tow it to a service station. And unfortunately, our insurance would only pay for it to be towed 15 miles or less, so I couldn't get it to a service station that I knew or trusted, but just to one random service station that happened to be close. Not only that, after I got home that night, the vet called, the babies were delivered, but the mom did not make it. So my mama goat died, And now I have three orphaned baby goats. Not only that, but after I got my car back after they fixed the alternator, which is why it died on the interstate, on the way home, I got a flat tire. And not only that, but the next day, our water heater tank was, I noticed a leak, and it needed to be replaced immediately. So we got that replaced. Not only that, but the next day, our water main broke to the house, and we had to have the water shut off and not be able to use any water for basically the whole day. We were very thankful that we got water going by that evening. Not only that, but we got our tractor back that had been repaired, and it promptly broke again when we tried to use it. Needless to say, by the end of that week, I think I had not cooked a dinner for my family. I had not spent any time cleaning the house. I had pretty much just been surviving and trying to make sure that nothing else terrible happened. So what I didn't tell you about this whole week was that in every instance, God provided and my community rallied. My car broke down on the edge of the highway. I had a friend call who picked up my kids and took them home so they didn't have to wait with me for 3.5 hours. My sister-in-law came and picked up my mom because she was also with me in the car and she didn't have to wait with me for 3.5 hours. I thankfully didn't have the goat in the car and that she had stayed at the vet clinic that day. My goodness, what would I have done with a goat in the car? Also, when I got a flat tire, my friend came and lent me her car so that I could drive home and not have to wait for another tow. When we needed a battery picked up and taken to the service station that was nowhere near our house, we had somebody that was able to do that. Time and time again, throughout this whole week, God provided. My community came around me and brought our family a week's worth of meals and gift cards that would help us sort of recover from this terrible week that we had had. So my tip for you is just to encourage you to be a part of a community that will love and support you. It was so meaningful to me and so amazing to see the love and support and to feel that and experience it when I was truly in need. I think we so often are isolated from our Christian brothers and sisters that we don't either experience that love and support or offer that love and support. And if you are a part of a community, that is one of the greatest benefits. So I just want to encourage you today to find your community, and if you can't find it, to build your community. And we are here to help you do that. So I hope you have a great day. Hope you don't have a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, and that the Lord may bless you. Talk to you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you found this podcast helpful, applicable, or encouraging in any way, the best way to thank us is to share it with someone who might benefit and to write a review. Here's how to do it from Apple Podcasts. Right now, exit the show you're currently in, then select the library icon on the bottom of the screen. Then select Shows. From there, click on the She Leads by Faith podcast thumbnail. Scroll down until you see Ratings and Review, then click on Write a Review, which is just below. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear how it helped.